We interviewed each one and had a long discussion with each one. And following the proposals that they gave us, we thought that the bottle monkey was the right one to go with at this time.
It's an interesting proposal. Can you just explain some of the ideas behind it? So you'll have a multi-use space, but also very much a focus on being a sort of a nano brewery.
Yeah, basically it's a microbrewery, which is the description that most people would understand, and is going to have exhibitions on how the beer's brewed, etc., and also bringing people with what would probably I would call street food, or people taking over the place, a chef that wants to demonstrate his talents for a short period of time without the expense of going to a restaurant. It's a multi-purpose use of the main part of the fire station.
And there's also going to be differences to the parking, am I right?
At the moment, well, you can't anymore because it's fenced off. The parking will be cut off. You won't be able to drive around the back of the fire station anymore. That will be for the use of the bottle monkey. And the space that's at the side of the fire station that's being used now will be used as normal.
And in terms of who will be sort of on site at most times, is that going to be left in the hands of bottle monkey, or the commissioner's going to be closely involved? What's the relationship going to be like?
Oh, well, I mean, with all of our tenants, we have a close relationship with them. We're working with them because we want them to be successful. And if they're successful, it helps the town to be successful. So it's in everybody's interest to support them.
And it joins up this idea, this proposal. I must say it's still got to go through all the planning hoops, but
yes,
it joins up nicely, some might say, with the work you did with supporting the Secret Pizza Company and other businesses in the area.
Yeah, I mean, well, we supported Secret Pizza, but we've now got the Compton Votes that is doing very, very well. So the town is changing, and the way people use the facilities in a town is changing. And we're moving away from just going shopping. We're trying. It's a destination. You come to Castletown for a destination. You wander around the pubs, have a meal, go to into the shops or whatever. Come down on the train. You're making a day out of it. That's where we want to be. You know, come and spend a few hours, please, in Castletown.
And is that sort of play into what you want to do with the brewery being a place where there can be workshops, there could be team building exercises for workplaces? Is it about encouraging people to come into Castletown to use that facility?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That, I mean, if somebody's up in a nutshell there, that's the whole idea of it, because it is a flexible, multi-usable space.
Should you be successful with the application, how much is this going to cost to develop this site?
There's no cost whatsoever to the ratepayers. All the alterations are done at the cost of the tenant. And obviously the rent is payable to the commissioners, and, you know, the ratepayer gets that.